Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the third hour, we're going to have wide open phones, specifically for people running naked body scanners, TSA folks, Homeland Security, private contractors driving around with these mobile vans, looking through your houses, making your family drive through these. We've had radiologists, engineers on talking about how powerful this radiation is and how deadly. The mobile trucks, at least 10 times that of a chest X-ray. I want to hear from you. Are you concerned about the radiation you're getting? Do you think about how this violates the Fourth Amendment? Or are you on too big of a power trip because you've got a security clearance to call into this show? A security clearance spying on the American people without warrants. Give me a stinking break. It's all illegal. 1-800-259-9231. In fact, if you call in during Mark Dice, we'll get to you. We'll do it right now. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Been covering it a lot in the last hour. Feds radiating Americans at internal checkpoints. We're doing the web search today. Hope you'll help us with this. You are our only hope to get this out. Feds radiating Americans at internal checkpoints. Search term, feds radiating Americans. And they've got illegal checkpoints. This is WSB-TV. Counter-terror operation stops trucks on I-20, runs them through the radiators. I mean, there it is. Not just a violation of the Fourth Amendment, but radiation. It's insane. And I'm done ranting about that for now. Coming up later in the hour, we're going to premiere the InfoWars version of What in the World Are They Spraying? A great new documentary. Produced by G. Edward Griffin that went on pre-sale yesterday at InfoWars.com. We're going to have it first. We'll be shipping it out to you October 22nd, about 23, 24 days from now. If you want to get it first, powerful film documenting chemtrails. You know, it's declassified. It's just hidden in plain view. Very interesting, very informative. What in the World Are They Spraying? Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the different books and videos, materials, and T-shirts also funds this operation. In fact, where did my four end games go? I had four end games sitting here. We are ending this special tomorrow, so if you want to take advantage of it, 1995 for the Obama deception, 1995 for this seminal film exposing the left-right paradigm and the globalist agenda, biggest film we've ever made. Get it on DVD, make copies, get it out to everyone you know, and get a free copy of Jesse Ventura's American Conspiracies free, $24.95 value in hardcover. And you can read it, give it to somebody as a Christmas present, whatever. It's a great book, covers 14 different documented conspiracies, 9/11, JFK, the list goes on and on. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. And you can see all my films in super high quality. Read my book, Paul Watson's book. See the live simulcast, all of it, at prisonplanet.tv. That's prisonplanet.tv. But this tyranny is closing in on us. But the good news is people are waking up all over the world. Austerity, anti-austerity protests sweep across Europe as they cut off people's welfare, take part of their pension funds, raise taxes. Everything goes to the central bankers. Meanwhile, Gates-Buffett hosts banquet for China's super rich. French budget makes historic spending cuts. Obama to liberals, it's inexcusable to stay on election sidelines. And Kerry goes further, saying they're too stupid to know that globalism's good for them. That's all coming up. We're going to get into the attack on the Internet and free speech as well. It is all coming up straight ahead on the other side of this break. Mark Dice will be joining us. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
We are back live. We're going to be talking in this hour and the next about the Internet's creator. And no, it's not Al Gore, the true Internet creator. And the French news agency saying governments are killing the web as we know it, openly saying that the web is dying, being shut down. And that is what's happening. The designer, the main scientist credited with bringing it all together, is telling you this, okay? So the denial needs to be over on this issue. We're going to get into the huge fact that at least 500 vans with high-powered radiation are violating your Fourth Amendment and hitting you with radiation, scanning your house while you're in it. Got a key report. They've now got highway checkpoints radiating people as they drive through them. The cops are all just standing out there right outside the radiation projector as the truck drives under it, being hit themselves with it. I mean, it's just insanity. It's people literally killing themselves in slow motion. And it's a soft kill, so when they die 10, 15 years down the road, it'll be, oh, we wonder why there's such an increase in this cancer or that cancer. They've got it all figured out. We're also going to get into where Mark Dice sees society going. He's been fighting the New World Order intensely for more than 5 years. and he's got a unique and very thought-provoking perspective. But we see the rise of the Tea Party. We see world government now being admitted by the globalists as a good thing. The fake right wing who denied it existed now saying, oh, there's a few problems. Low-level professors run it, not the Pentagon, the globalists, the RAND Corporation, who are on record setting up a socialistic, collectivistic world government, this collectivist system. And again, we've gone over all these documents, so many. Every week there's new ones, like Global Trends 2025, put out by the National Security Council, saying they want world government. Okay, the denial is over. And in this world government, the goal is to set up a control grid and then soft kill you. But people are waking up to GMO, so the government's trying to pass laws that you can't label if something's non-GMO. They're not going to let you know if salmon's cross species with insect genes and eel genes and rabbit genes. They're trying to pass laws, you know, where you can't videotape police, but that's being overturned. Humanity is fighting back. For all the bad things that are happening, a lot of good is happening as well. Mark Dice from the Resistance, good to have you on with us.
Well, you know, I wish I wouldn't have to do this, but unfortunately I have a big mouth, and this is just something I have to do. People always say to me, well, you know, why is, do you really believe what you're doing? Why are you doing this? Of course I do. I mean, I can't not do this. I'm an angry guy. This is the stuff that I talk about amongst my friends, and this is the platform that we use to find like-minded people to come together. And people say, oh, are we really doing any good? We are doing good. Look at the things that we've changed. Look at the things that we've stopped or minimized. And also there's a micro change as well, because when you become aware of these issues, you change. You might not even see the change globally, but you yourself change. Your life changes, your family, your relationships, your finances, your whole priority changes. So you yourself are then pulled out of the system and in a sense, saved from it. So I think we're doing a lot of work, and I think that we need to continue. But there's some really horrific stuff happening and coming down the line. And I think George Orwell predicted it perfectly in his 1949 book, 1984. And it's just quite scary how the ignorance of the population, the social structure, the control of information, the perpetual state of war.
That's right. He talks in the book about if we could ever get the general public, the lower classes, the proles, who were 90% of the public in that, you know, fictional system, but it was based off what he saw in the Soviet Union and what was developing in East Germany. If you could ever get the general public to not care about sports and lottery tickets, you could get, you know, the proles to have endless calculations and mathematics about the supposed lottery, but you couldn't get them to notice that Big Brother said they'd always been at war with East Asia, and the next day they say they've never been at war with East Asia. He said, why won't they stand up? Why won't they wake up? You know, why? And now here we are. Now here we are, Mark.
You know, to quote him, he says here, quote, heavy physical labor, care of the home and children, petty quarrels with neighbors, films, football, beer, and above all gambling filled the horizons of their minds. To keep them in control was not difficult. All that was required of them was a primitive patriotism which could be appealed to whenever it was necessary to make them accept longer working hours and shorter rations. And when they became discontented, as they sometimes did, their discontentment led nowhere, because being without general ideas, they could only focus on petty grievances.
And that's what Glenn Beck is doing in The Final Equation. He's admitting much of the world government, but claiming it's Obama and some mid-level professors, when meanwhile, globalism is billions a year in government payments to Fox TV and news as part of behavior placement. All the networks get it. And the Pentagon and RAND Corporation and Ford Foundation on record have set all this up, including the Soviet Union, the Ford Foundation and others, and the Carnegie before that. I mean, it's on record they want collectivism. That's what globalism is. But again, McCarthy, he was okay as long as he was blaming low-level file clerks and janitors and calling them up. But when he found out the Pentagon was running communism, and he found out there was a plan to merge our nations, it was over for Joseph McCarthy.
Well, you had the Pentagon actually funded back in the 70s, the RFID program. They actually called it the MARC card, the multi-technical automated reader card, the MARC card. So the Department of Defense funded that. It was tested back again in the 1990s at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. Interesting how the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, all these foundations fund a lot of this stuff. You know, I found that The top facial recognition software company, Visionix, was started by a man named Joseph Attic. In 1991, he was actually recruited by Rockefeller University and funded to specifically design the facial recognition software.
Everything is, Mark. We've got stuff from 66 where they said we're going to develop a hormone added to a tetanus shot to sterilize women. And the great part is they're still going to be able to get pregnant, but they'll have a miscarriage at the start of the second trimester. It's a perfect secret weapon. And the added goodie, this is all declassified, is that the miscarriages kill some of the women, so it's even better. Oh, how luscious. I mean, you name it, the Rockefeller Foundation, others funded the RAND Corporation, all of them, everything. Everything you see, they design.
And it's so incredible how so much of this Big Brother technology really is just quackery and designed to keep everybody intimidated, not to detect any terrorists. Let's look at this plan to put microphones and cameras in the plane's seats in the European Union. This is actually quite foolish, and they're taking it seriously. They're looking at funding. They're considering actually implementing this. Let's take a look at how effective this would actually be. You're telling me that a couple of terrorists are going to be sitting on an airplane and say to the guy next to them, hey, Mohammed, in 5 minutes, let's hijack this airplane. I'll take out the pilot, and you know, you make sure to kill the stewardess. I mean, it's just absurd that they
But it's even absurd to even address it as if they're a real terrorist. This is to train you that you're going to be watched 24/7. They admit the airports and airplanes are the beta test for the streets, just like the naked body scanners are now rolling out on the streets.
You might be aware of this. Some of the listeners might be aware of this. There's a program that's been in testing since 2006 in Holland. They may actually implement it in London for the 2012 Olympics, where the cameras are not only now going to watch you, they're going to listen to you and record conversations from 100 yards away and analyze the speech to determine if somebody's being hostile. And they're saying that the privacy laws will allow this in Holland and probably in England. And again, yeah, this is just to design an intimidation factor to keep you in line so that you don't even think about questioning the system, because you're going to get worried that something's going to happen to you, that the government's going to hear you, you're going to get arrested, you're going to get audited, something bad's going to happen.
Yeah, you better shut up and stay in your house and watch TV, which your TiVo's actually tracking what you're watching and doing and reporting it back. But actually, 3 years ago, all over England, they put up cameras that have a mean-looking face on them with a TV screen that when you talk too loud or do something, it screams orders at you. So the actual telescreen, and as you know, 6 years ago, they put up posters all over London with an all-seeing eye saying, safe under the eye of Big Brother. So they're coming out and saying 1984 is good.
Yeah, remember there's a 1993 film, Demolition Man, with Sylvester Stallone, and there were these devices listening all over, and if somebody were to say a bad word, the device would hear them and actually charge them a fine. And we're actually coming to that. And again, it's fascinating to see how George Orwell predicted all this. I want to throw another quote out there from him again from his 1949 book. This book was written before VCRs, microwaves, color television, but yet he foresaw, quote, the telescreen received and transmitted simultaneously any sound that Winston made above the level of a whisper would be picked up by it. Moreover, so long as he remained within the field of vision within the metal plaque commanded, he could be seen as well as heard. You had to live, did live, from habit that became instinct, in the assumption that every sound you made was overheard, and except in darkness, every moment scrutinized.
And now, I don't have computers in my bedroom. I have to turn my iPhone off and put it away. And because I'm aware of the total surveillance, I'm already living like Winston Smith. I mean, do you ever catch yourself doing that, Mark?
I have a piece of black tape taped over the camera on my laptop. And I had this up there before this case broke of the students being spied on by their school. And I had friends of mine laugh at me, and they say, oh, hell, the government's going to be watching you. And then I emailed them the article of the school that was spying on the students on their laptops when they were at home.
And the judge ruled that's okay. There were tens of thousands of videos and images of them dressing, undressing, showering, and it all broke because a kid was eating Skittles, and the school called them in and said, we saw you taking drugs. They were watching them in their bedrooms, and they even released on the news images of teenagers asleep in their beds, and the government said, it's good. It's good.
There's some very disturbing GPS systems coming out. Actually, one of them is already on the market now to start training the little kids when they're 3, 4, 5 years old that this is how society is. You're constantly watched. Mom and Dad constantly listen to you. You might have seen this. There's a device called the Amber Alert GPS.
Yeah. System. Stay there. Meanwhile, DynCorp kidnaps literally hundreds of thousands of men, women, and children. It's in the Chicago Tribune. Nobody gets in trouble.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
DoubleMySpeed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
This is the end. Beautiful.
MarkDice.com is the website. He's written multiple books. We carry them all at InfoWars.com. They're excellent, including one titled The Illuminati and The Resistance. I know we got a lot of callers who are military, radiologists, TSA. We're going to take your calls coming up in the next segment. I'll keep Dice a little bit in the next hour as well because he's got so much to talk about. But, Mark, do you agree with me that the global architects, the social engineers know there's an awakening. In fact, Zbigniew Brzezinski admits that, the greatest awakening, he calls it. And so they're trying to bum rushes and just get everything in place right now, because Google's coming out and saying we can predict the future. We're tracking everything you do. We are evil. We are the government. They're just everywhere admitting all of this now, Mark.
Yeah, and the consensus is to still make us feel like we're the weirdos, we're quackery. Let's look at this technology that they say that's supposedly going to predict all this stuff. It is largely quackery, the mind scanners, supposedly being able to read your mind and tell if you've had experiential knowledge of things. This is all coming in the next probably 10 to 15 years. And it's so scary. I mean, before the break, I was mentioning this new GPS device that's about the size of a 50-cent piece that parents are attaching onto their children. And it just shows on their cell phone where their little two-year-old is at all times. And it also has a microphone in it so they can use their cell phone to listen to their child to see what he's talking about. And this is all just becoming normal. And Facebook, of course, has just caused everybody to fall in love with Big Brother, telling them what they do, think, and feel, where they're at any particular moment.
But, Mark, entire public schools are fitting all the kids with RFID, and in some cases the GPS trackers. And now, for unpaid parking tickets, they're going to make you wear an anklet bracelet.
Yeah, and the funny thing is most people now using Facebook with over 500 million users are willingly handing over their deepest thoughts, all of their personal information, their family members, where they work. The social implications just on that alone are immense. And I put out a press release a couple weeks ago trying to urge people to log off of Facebook for a week. I called it Facebook Free Week. And I got a little flack even from some of the movement. People think that, oh, this isn't 9/11. Look, there's more to the New World Order than the Big Brother, the economy, the police state, terrorism. There's a whole social aspect of it as well. And if we are turning in ourselves, our society, into a bunch of self-absorbed narcissists, not focusing on real events, but just on what I'm doing. Look at what's happened in the last few years with Facebook. Every day, millions of people post multiple times a day what it is that they're doing, as if the world literally revolves around them. Oh, I just had a great breakfast. I just had a good latte. It's a beautiful morning today. I'm going to go here. Oh, I'm doing here. Look at my new picture of myself. Don't I look really pretty? It's fascinating. And it's not only me that's saying this. I started noticing this even amongst my actual friends. So I put out Facebook Free Week, and then immediately I started seeing these real studies from universities, the University of Michigan, York University in Canada, and they're confirming this, that society is becoming extremely narcissistic, less empathetic than they were 20 or 30 years ago.
But it's worse than that. The vocabulary, as Orwell wrote about, the object of INGSOC was to destroy words, limit vocabulary to just say double plus good, to where someone can't even communicate to you complex thoughts because you don't have the semantical symbols in your mental lexicon or thesaurus to be able to even understand what they're saying. And the Buffalo News reported that, oh, yeah, the police are getting all this data mined Facebook, Google stuff to, quote, predict what you're doing pre-crime.
Yeah, that's probably coming down. It's so scary now. I mean, we have Orwell here said it's terribly dangerous to let your thoughts wander when you were in a public place within range of a telescreen. The smallest thing could give you away, a nervous tick, an unconscious look of anxiety, a habit of muttering to yourself, anything that carried the suggestion of abnormality, of having something to hide.
And now they're putting the telescreens in that both receive and transmit, and they say, if you look unhappy or you're sweating, that's the evidence they need to take you away.
There was a case in India of a woman being convicted of murder, actually, from a brain scan that said that she had experiential knowledge of the crime scene. So now they're developing these devices. They're called functional MRIs, fMRIs, that allegedly they believe, or at least they're purporting them to be able to detect in your mind whether you have been somewhere or whether you have actually seen something or heard something. And we know that this is all going to start becoming standard operating procedure. And lie detectors aren't even allowed in a court of law because they're not completely accurate. It's largely quackery.
And there's a whole other angle to this. All these big Defense Department affiliated companies, They're getting these trillions and trillions of contracts in over the decades, so they're also profiting from enslaving us. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The attempt to shut down the internet as we know it is now out in the open. Even a French news agency quoting the creator of the internet, and again, it's not Al Gore, saying they are in the process of shutting the web down. The denial is over. That is coming up. I want to get into the economy as well. I've got the new Infowars.com trailer for What in the World Are They Spraying? Chemtrail documentary now on pre-order at Infowars.com. Coming out October 22nd. If you want to pre-order it now, that's not far away. Get your orders in because they'll be shipped out in the order they're received. And we've got this other special running, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal film on the eugenics master plan. Almost 3 hours long, very well done. I think this is my most important film. Four copies, $19.95. Buy one, get three free, basically. And your purchase does also support the broadcast. But this film is so important. All my films are so important. They're free on YouTube and Google and other places. They're not anywhere near this quality. But get those links. If you can't afford them, send them out to people. Or even if you buy the DVDs, get the links on YouTube. Just Google Endgame. and send it out to everyone you know. They need to understand what the eugenics and the population reduction and what Bill Gates is talking about when he says, don't give grandma's treatment, let her die, we can hire 10 teachers. Once they collectivize things fully, which they're almost there, then they're going to tell the public, you know, take their money, you get to have it. But really it goes to the bankers. I mean, even if you're immoral and want to rob somebody, are you stupid enough to think you're going to be getting it? In-game Blueprint for Global Enslavement, DVD at the online video bookstore shopping cart, Infowars.com. The special ends next week. Going back to Mark Dice, I was looking at the front page of MarkDice.com. We'll put it up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. You can just search the term monkeys with brain chips, monkeys in medical tests. For decades, I mean, I remember 25 years ago seeing Scientific American reporting on remote control cockroaches, which is one little microchip, who I think is even more amazing than Eric Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell, was, of course, Aldous Huxley. He wrote in 32, Brave New World, and before he died in 62, he said, this is actually what we're planning. And his brother, of course, ran UNESCO at the UN at the time. People read that book and they go, this is what's happening now. Well, that's how advanced their technologies are. We'll put that monkey back up on screen for folks. If they're not watching PrisonPlanet.tv, they can go to MarkDice.com and look at it. But that's basically how the globalists see humans. Finish up your point about narcissism, because people say, well, hey, it is all about me. Yeah, but once everybody is like that, then no one cares about anybody else. And you were talking about all the studies showing people have lost their empathy. Sometimes I'll go review a movie because I've got to go watch it, to review it. That's full of violence and death and kids being killed. And the audience laughs and giggles and enjoys it because they're being desensitized. And the major studies and brain scans show they then can't differentiate real things. People now laugh at car accidents when someone's head cut off. They now see a woman, famous case in Toronto a few years ago, being raped in the main street, beaten with a lead pipe, and for 2+ hours no one helped her. And the boss at one telecommunications company, it was in the news, told his employees, don't call the police. We don't have time to even deal with them. Let her bleed. Everyone giggled and felt official and powerful. And that's what yuppies do. And, you warn them about, hey, these naked body scanners, they're recording them at Bayesian radiation. And they just go, nah, sure.
Well, it's interesting that Facebook and MySpace, these sites are called social and networking sites. But really they are social isolation sites because they supplement in an artificial way actual friendships and actual relationships. And again, some people attack me even for talking about this, but I take a holistic approach to fighting the New World Order, not just 9/11, the police state, Big Brother. The family relationships, interpersonal relationships have a lot to do with it because that maintains the fabric of society. So we have these Facebook pages of people that feel that they log on every day and they feel that they're so important that they're the star of their own reality show and they need to tell the world about what it is that they're doing or some random witty thought. And the site, I believe, tricks people into feeling that they're actually interacting with their quote-unquote friends. Of course, many of them are not even friends, not even really acquaintances, just random people they've met maybe once that have then cyber-stalked them and sent them a friend request. But it's fascinating to see how if you log on to Facebook every day, as most people do, and your mind is tricked into believing that you have these people in your life. If you can see a status update, a picture, your brain is tricked into thinking that they're actually in your life, but they're not. Go and have dinner. Go have Taco Tuesdays. Go have some drinks. Have a barbecue. Have some people over. Have your real friends over. It's unbelievable how Facebook has taken over. And there's so many other implications to Facebook, that Big Brother aspects-wise, selling your photographs. I mean, we wonder how when Elliot Spitzer's hooker scandal broke, all of a sudden her photo and her family photos were all over the news. How did that happen? Well, because they were on MySpace. And if you read the contract that you enter into, the terms of service on MySpace or Facebook, they own your photos. You are licensing the photos to them. And there's also just countless instances of the police posing as beautiful girls and sending college students friend request on Facebook and then going through their photos and finding pictures of them with alcohol and then arresting them for underage drinking. So go on and love Big Brother. See what it's doing for you.
Well, I tend to agree with you overall, Mark, but It's just like the Matrix. You've got to jack into the Matrix to reach people, but I think we should go on Facebook and MySpace, as I've done, and criticize the system and point out what's happening. I mean, it's like iPhones and cell phones. Since 1996, we knew from the Telecommunications Act that they track you in real time, they listen to you, they dial in. Google has the patents in your home computer. 5 years ago, they're watching you at home over the camera. And you tell people this, and they just can't believe it because it's so over the top, but it's admitted. And then Google says, well, it's computers that are watching you and listening to you and logging keywords, so it's okay, but then humans at Google have access to that. So
I'm not saying, you know, Facebook is bad, you shouldn't use it, but I use it, and you use it, a lot of people use it to get out information, valuable news information, social criticism, things like that. And it even does have its social functions amongst your friends. Because
yeah, but Mark, let me be clear. I'm not criticizing you saying it's wrong what you're saying. I 110% agree with you. And it's also who runs the platform. We know Facebook's a government front. We know Google is an admitted government front. We know that, you know, they call their, you know, people dumb idiots, or they actually use cuss words, yeah, who trust them. We know they're doing that. I'm saying something more like Meetup, though, where it is about getting together and then organizing through that medium and then hitting the streets. I think that's the key, is to go on Facebook, MySpace, all these systems, and to use it. That's why coming up October 13th or October 14th, it's done. We're doing it. It's taken a year to do. It's just as good or even better than Facebook. But with our system, you basically don't have to give us anything, you know, to sign up, except for an email address. We can turn it off if they post porn or anything. You know, it's going to be a clean site, you know, turn off their page. But we're going to have a system to get people together. And I'll tell you why. We had a little cheat program that was easy to use. It got about 27,000 members. It was the InfoWars social network. People ran their own scripts. It crashed. You know, this system we've got is 1,000 times, literally more robust, and won't be having that problem. But so many people said they met their wife or their husband through it. I went to the UFC because I was invited to it, and I went to the UFC in Austin. I had two separate couples come up, great-looking couples, who met over the InfoWars social network of only 27,000 people because it didn't work very well. There's going to be videos on this, announcements. I'm going to say, don't just try to get a bunch of friends here. We're going to have areas for folks that are into the Second Amendment, folks that are into land rights, people that are into non-GMO and gardening. We're going to have places, you know, for people to socially get together. We're not going to call it dating, but it's going to be, hey, you want to make a bowling league? You want to, find other patriots? That's why I'm so excited about this. Use their Matrix system to reach them. Here's another example. As I was saying earlier, the iPhone, Mark, is a tool of dehumanization and enslavement. You know, it's the computer you take around with you, a whole database of what you've done. People then say, well, why do you have an iPhone app? Because we're going into the Matrix with the free iPhone app, that even if you don't have an iPhone, you go get the free app link at InfoWars.com. You send it to everyone you know, and now they can just click one little button and hear the show wherever they are and get access to the free podcast and the rest of it. So there's the example of what I'm saying. iPhones are bad. They're designed to control you, designed to surveil you. The government can just flip the camera on in it and watch whatever you're doing and listen to you. They admit it. So
pretty soon that'll probably be considered. You probably won't have any reasonable expectation of privacy. I wouldn't be surprised if they change the laws in the New World Order that says that, well, if you're, you know, within talking distance of your cell phone, you really don't have a reasonable expectation of privacy. So you'll have data mining systems like Echelon just constantly listening to everyone. It's quite incredible. You know, I agree with you. I use Facebook to get out the word. And occasionally it does even have some good social aspects. You know, if you want to post a thing and say, hey, we're all going to go down to, you know, whatever restaurant tonight if you want to come. Or it is a way, but it's just gotten kind of taken over. And the narcissistic aspects have just run rampant. And I don't know, many people might not even be aware of some of the other aspects of Facebook, just opening your whole world up your audience obviously is, maybe some of the newer audience haven't considered some of these thoughts, but there's a lot of instances of people's homes being burglarized.
That's huge. I mean, that's why with our Facebook, it's all our articles and stuff we want people to see. I think that's the main message. Don't put anything on Facebook that you don't want the whole world to see.
Because here's the deal. deal. You know this. Everybody maybe be aware of this. Let me just reinforce this idea. You don't have 500 friends. You don't have 700 friends. These are people that are just maybe acquaintances, people you've met once. I especially feel sorry for attractive girls who just get friend requests after somebody says hello to them, essentially, and they can track them down because they know who one of their friends are. They just go to their friend's list, find their friend, send the friend request. Then the beautiful girl feels rude if she denies them. So they collect 1,000 friends, and then these people they don't even know, haven't met once, maybe years ago, now know everything about them, where they live, where they work, what they do. And there's countless aspects of people burglarizing people's homes because they'll just post on there, hey, I'm going to Hawaii for a week, or they'll post pictures when they're there. And then they have their address so that even their quote-unquote friends know where they live. And so they know that they're gone. They go and break into their house. It's absurd. So just be careful. And, you know, it is a double-edged sword. It can be used. I have an iPhone. I think it's fantastic for getting email on the go. I have a video camera with me. If anything happens, I can videotape something. It does have its use, but let's just
tell. Well, there's also a lot of disinfo on the web. I've talked to other Alex Joneses, because there's probably, last count, over 15 in Austin, and they're constantly writing me and saying, please tell people I'm not you. People come to my door at night. People come to my work. People go to my website. You know, I've gotten calls from Alex Joneses in England and Canada saying, stop it. You know, tell people I'm not you. I mean, it's incredible, Mark.
You know, there's this Orwellian nightmare is having such dramatic effects, and it's just getting started, because look what happened. I mean, the iPhone's an incredible piece of technology that's just come out in the last few years. So what's going to come down the road in the next 10 years is going to be utterly scary. I mean, there's instances of gang members. I've seen on the show Gangland on the History Channel back even before the Internet.
Now, they're using Facebook in South America to carry out, in some cases, multiple hits per day.
Well, what these gang members were doing is they're paying corrupt cops. They would get a license plate number of a drug dealer, a competitive drug dealer. They'd pay a corrupt cop to run the plates, get their address. They'd go and assassinate them. So this is just... this is before Facebook. This just goes to show what can happen when you just tell the world what it is that you're doing. And you don't even have to be doing anything wrong. You could just go on vacation and just post.
And the globalists sell this idea of, you don't have anything to hide, what are you afraid of? Well, a tyrannical government like Nazi Germany will use that to suppress me. Criminals will use that. That's why privacy is so precious. It's why we have the Fourth Amendment.
It's very scary, and these Orwellian ideas, we need to confront them right on the head. As soon as they come up with these ideas, like putting in the scanners and the microphones in the EU planes, we need to debunk them for the ridiculous ideas that they are, and show why, even if there were terrorists out there trying to get on these planes, that it wouldn't even work anyway. What's going to happen when, if they put these scanners in these seat planes and start listening to us and recording us? Somebody's going to have a conversation about the scanner themselves, and then all those key words are going to be starting to be detected. So you're going to be sitting next to somebody, and they're going to say, oh, there's the scanner looking for terrorists.
Oh, no, they admit that then goes in the data mining database. The government's keeping all of that. They're so used to listening to our phones and everything without warrants, they're like, okay, we're going to record you on the street. We're going to record you in the airplane. Mark, I've got four callers. I've got Damon, James, Tim, and Roger, because earlier I said call in. I'm going to hold you over to the next hour if you can do it. But I want to go to some of these calls right now on this issue of the mobile house scanners now, 500 of these driving around without warrants and bathing people in what is considerably, 10 times or higher than what a chest x-ray is. So let's go to Tim first, then Damon, James, and Roger. Tim is a former, he got laid off, TSA agent. Have they warned you guys about the backscatter radiation from the naked body scanners, Tim?
Actually, no, sir. I called in to tell you about how they laid me off. They were doing interviews. They were telling us that it was for advancement and more pay. And they actually gave us a questionnaire on the body scanners. I told them that I refused to work around them. They asked me if I was okay with people going through them, and I said no.
So they're going to find some idiots who will record people's naked bodies and violate child porn laws and be bathed in radiation.
Yes, sir. I also have one question.
Well, hold on. This
that.
Is breaking news. Let me shut up because, my brain moves so fast. Start over. So they get – boy, I wish I could get a copy of that questionnaire. Have you heard how they want to make 11,000 TSA with security clearances so they can now give you disinfo but then not let you spread it?
I Actually, yes, we have heard about that, too, about security clearances and levels and stuff like that.
Okay, well, let's go back then. When were you given this questionnaire?
This was back on August 14th.
Okay.
And basically, it wasn't a questionnaire. It was like an interview. It was like being interviewed for a job or something. They took you into the office. We're just letting you know that we're reviewing you, and it's for advancement and, you know, security clearance for higher pay, that type of thing. And they basically just look at the paper and go down the questions, and you answer, you know, yes and why. And
what kind of questions?
If you are okay with body scanning Americans. The other question was I willing to use the body scanners and stand near them and put people through them and stuff?
And see, you're smart, but they're going to find morons that are willing to do it. And I mean, they could find a certain percent that would shoot babies in the head if they were told to. Please continue.
Basically, they just went down the questionnaire and said, okay, you know, we'll let you know if you're getting promoted or whatever. And basically, 14 days after that happened, they basically told me that our professional relationship was at an end and they had no more work for me. I had a really quick question before you let me go.
Stay there, sir. I want to come back to Tim, then Roger, Damon James, Mark Dice of The Resistance is our guest. All three of his great books, The New World Order, Facts and Fiction, The Illuminati, and, of course, The Resistance, the latest editions, are available at Infowars.com. So support Mark and us when you get them. Plus, they're excellent. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Little
Okay, finishing up with Jim in Nevada. Mark will be with us about 15 minutes of the next hour. Then I'm getting into the economy, the internet, and a lot of other incredible information. What's happening with the political realignment? The Democrats are cursing their electorate for not worshiping them. So we're going to be discussing that. But Tim got laid off, basically fired from the TSA. That's big news if we could document this. I mean, I believe him. But that shows you how this works. Oh, you don't want to stand next to a radiation system without shielding. Oh, you're not an idiot. You know, that's why they won't hire cops now with over 100 IQ. I mean, that's mainstream news. They want people that aren't the sharpest knife in the drawer, you know, whose elevator doesn't go all the way to the top. And I've told you, we're going to be ruled by a bunch of people whose eyes don't point in the right direction. Let's go back to Tim. Tim, what was your question?
Sir, me and my wife are having a newborn baby, and I'm so scared of all these vaccinations and stuff you guys talk about. And I just wanted to know, you know, I try to talk to my wife, and I try to make her listen to the show and stuff, and she really loves you. But, you know, the thing, she, you know, she's had, you know, a baby before, and, you know, I have kids from a previous marriage, and I really just want to know what I can give my baby, or if there's any website I can go to where it says exactly what. Or...
Well, sir, I mean, we've had Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on. We've had Dr. Russell Blaylock, top brain surgeon, on about how deadly vaccines are. I have three children. They've never had a needle in them, okay? So that'll give you an idea where I'm coming from. You make your own decision. If you're going to put the kid in a daycare with 50 kids jumping around, you know, who knows, they might actually get something. But if you look at the cost-benefit analysis, vaccines clearly cause more problems than they help. Do I believe that you can get acquired immunity? I mean, I know the science of vaccines has some reality to it, but I don't just get up here and say the globalists are poisoning vaccines because it sounds scary. I mean, it's all over Infowars.com. It's all over PrisonPlanet.com. Just search Rockefeller Foundation, you know, funded vaccines that sterilize. I mean, we've got a video that's two-part for sale at Infowars.com by Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. In fact, I'll go over and link to it right now. Show that to your wife. We've got Dr. Eisenstein's Don't Vaccinate Before You Educate book available at Infowars.com. But, I mean, almost all of this is just free on the Internet already. I mean, just search this term. England suspends flu shot after increase in fits, and fits is the British name for convulsions, and it's a tenfold increase in convulsions. If you search InfoWars every day, you'll see this stuff everywhere. It's flu and flu vaccines, what's coming through the needle, two-part DVD, InfoWars.com. I mean, does that sound like something that would help you?
Yes, sir. The only thing is that when I come at her with those, she says that it's not a needle and it's some kind of liquid or something that they swallow or something. I mean, I don't know how to combat.
Well, that's not true. I mean, all there is the oral polio, and you can search the term oral polio causes polio, CBS News. Tim, if you want to write us a report about what happened to you but without using your name, or if you just want to go public about it, I think that would be a lot of courage. You know, write a 5-10-paragraph article. We'll add research to it and send it to showtips@infowars.com or writers@infowars.com. I'd like to, you know, the news to get out that they're having internal purges within the NKVD TSA. God bless you, Tim. We're about to go to break, and I'm going to continue with calls, but we got Mark Dyson as a guest, but I want to hear from him. But briefly, what would you say to Tim, Mark, on the vaccines?
You know, I haven't focused too much on the vaccines. That's a personal choice. I'm just kind of up to my neck in Big Brother and the secret societies, the police state. So Jenny McCarthy, Jim Carrey, they've spoken out against them. There's a lot of other credible sources.
Stay there.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.